This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we welcome a new Sundial contributor, Pam Dempsey, who thinks about the stories we tell.
Before settling in northern Alabama back in 2008, I'd never lived somewhere longer than 5 years. My husband, on the other hand, grew up in the same split-level home his whole life. His family comes from people that dig in their roots and stay. His 91-year-old grandmother recently passed in the home she'd lived in since she was 16. I'm pretty sure his mom, still healing from the passing of her husband, will do the same as she learns to care for that split-level home all by herself. I love going back there with him. We walk the neighborhood streets he biked as a kid, then ran as a teenager, preparing to kick butt in varsity soccer. We take our kids for ice cream at the neighborhood friendlies, where he went 100 times before to celebrate all the various sports wins and losses. I love to hear his stories of almost beating his PE coach at badminton as we walk by the elementary school, or the time his best friend Dan stole the last bite of his Nutty Buddy, unquestionably the best bite, one Friday in high school, and how he almost ended their friendship over it. On our trips back to the Northeast, I love to interrogate his family members and friends, collecting their stories like precious shells on a shoreline. I come from a different sort of stock. My people left, not necessarily for greener pastures, but usually in a storm of emotion with a lot of fanfare. If you call, police presence, abuse mixed with addiction, divorce, and years of court proceedings, fanfare. Regardless of where we lived, we were the story. From the beautiful Alaskan wilderness where my father worked on the Trans-Alaska pipeline, to the dry, dusty climate of Phoenix where my mother and I fled when she had had enough of the abuse, our moves were big and dramatic. When I was 3, we lived in a large home in Anchorage. The night before we left that great big house, my mother lined up all my toys along the wall of my playroom and told me to choose one, only one, to bring on our long journey to Arizona. We were moving into an apartment with my aunt and cousin. I chose Raggedy Ann, knowing I was tearing her away from Andy, but thinking, well, at least we'd be in it together. So that was the way of it for me, and I assumed for most, until I met my deep-rooted husband through an internship program in Texas. Our jobs moved us to Washington, D.C., New Jersey, and finally to Huntsville. 5 years and 3 kids into our marriage, it surprised me that we'd been living in this same suburban house in northern Alabama. The walls still builder beige and bare, except for a few framed posters we'd had since college. It was my husband asking me one day if we were ever going to put photos on our walls that made me realize it. His simple question caused much anxiety for me. We'd already been here 5 years. Wasn't it time to leave? Was this our story? My story? In the middle of my soul-searching anxiety storm, our neighbor, Miss Kay, dropped by with a book she had told me about, written by an Alabamian author she personally knew and loved, Catherine Tucker Windham. Miss Kay, or Alabama Grandma, as my kids called her, adored Catherine and called her one of the best storytellers of all time. Maybe it was a distraction to my own existential crisis, but I found myself collecting Miss Kay's precious stories about KTW and the history of this place I was living in and maybe even calling home. One morning, shortly after Miss Kay's visit, I stumbled across WLRH's Sundial Writer's Corner, and the announcer was introducing Catherine Tucker Windham as the storyteller for that morning. I nearly scared the van full of littles when I started yelling, "I know her! I know her!" We all calmed down, and for the next 4 minutes, I was enraptured with Catherine's story and her voice that made me feel like I was sitting across from her, drinking warm tea and vividly experiencing her life back in Thomasville growing up. Catherine was mine then, as was every writer that comes on the radio at 9 a.m. Monday mornings. I found myself collecting their stories, so diverse, so indicative of the eclectic city I was starting to call home. With each story, I can feel my roots grow deeper into this home and into this community. Recently, I had the opportunity to preview 52 Weeks of Sun, a written compilation of WLRH's Sundial Writer's Corner stories from 2021. From poems about mothers and sons to a hauntingly funny story of a super creepy ventriloquist doll, and, of course, a few from my Catherine, this collection is so precious to me. These are my people, living and working in our city, and sharing a little of themselves with all of us. I honor each of these stories as they are woven into the tapestry of my own.
Pam Dempsey has lived in every state that begins with an A. She currently lives and teaches yoga here in the Tennessee Valley. And she's worked as an associate editor on the book you heard referenced, titled 52 Weeks of Sun, a literary compilation of short stories, poems, and observations crafted by our Sundial Writers' Corner and produced by Madison Press. You can find more info about 52 Weeks of Sun at wlrh.org. You can order paperback and digital versions on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and local booksellers like Snail on the Wall. Tune in to the Sundial Writer's Corner at its weekly time, Monday mornings at 9, here on 89.3 HD1, and through our podcast on the WLRH mobile app.
Oh, what a day!
Oh, what a day!
Glorious! Gather round. There's nothing better than a friend.